As Lent was approaching, I was thinking about possible messages and trying to get the mind of the Lord and everything, what he wanted me to share. Thinking that the messages would pertain to the Lenten season. And especially as we get closer and closer to Easter. Didn't exactly turn out that way. I was surprised at some of the things that he wanted me to share because they didn't directly tie in with Lent. I didn't understand why, but it's not up to me to understand. Any more than the people understood back in Jerusalem over 2,000 years ago when Jesus came into the city riding on a donkey. They thought he was going to reign as king. He was going to kick the Romans out. He was going to rule and reign. Boy, everybody was cheering him. Praise God, you know, Hosanna in the highest, and all this and everything. They didn't understand that he didn't come to reign as king. He came to die. They didn't understand that. Any more than after his resurrection, a lot of the people, especially the priests and the ruling elites, didn't understand and didn't accept the fact that he died to take away their sins. They still rejected him. There were a lot of people that did get saved, thank God for that, but it wasn't really the priests and the leaders and everything. They didn't understand God's ways. I think we have difficulty with that too, don't we? Understanding God's ways. That's a common thing. We have our own way of doing things, our own way of thinking, and we don't fully understand the whys and wherefores of how God works. But perhaps this scripture pertains to you. From Psalm 25, the psalmist says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day." Perhaps that's you. Lord, teach me your ways. I mean, they're different, obviously. And perhaps if we were taught his ways and we understood things better, we wouldn't be as confused as we often are when we see him at work or he asks us to do something and we question, why? What's going on? I don't understand. Is there a hunger in our hearts to understand God, to know him better? And the only way you can do that, of course, is by spending time with him. Just like we can't get to know each other better except to spend time with each other and converse and talk and share our feelings and our thoughts. God wants to do that with each one of us. We should want to do that with him. But I want to give you an example that ties in with this, something that recently happened to me. One morning, I was in the midst of my devotions, and I spend time reading the Bible, and I spend time reading Our Daily Bread and the Upper Room, and then after I finish those readings, I spend time, quiet time in prayer with God. Sometimes it really goes great, and sometimes I say, "Lord, where are you? I don't sense your presence," or whatever, but I persist in it. And I do that on a regular basis every day. Mm-hmm. And it's been a big help to me in getting to know him better. But this one morning in particular, I was about halfway through my devotional time. I think I had, I had read the Bible in at least one of the devotional books. And the thought occurred to me, I needed to call somebody. It was one of our shut-ins, so to speak. Well, okay. Why remind me now, Lord? I'm in the midst of my devotional time with you, spending time with you, you know. And normally, and maybe this is true for all of us, you know, my first reaction is, okay, thank you, but I'll make the phone call after I finish. Because I got to put you as number one, Lord. You know, you're most important to me. I need to spend time with you. And this phone call, while important, and you're reminding me for a reason, you know, I can do it afterwards. That's the normal reaction, I think, that most of us would have, and certainly I have had many times. But then the scripture came to mind, the next one. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. We've talked about this scripture a number of times, and it's true. His ways are not our ways. And I had to think about that. Well, I was reminded of this scripture. His ways are higher than my ways. His thoughts, my thoughts. And I'm thinking, maybe I've got some things mixed up here. You know? Why is he reminding me now to make the phone call? And then another scripture comes to mind. You can put that one up. And this is back in the book of Samuel. King Saul had been given a task by the Lord to kill the Amalekites because, well, for various reasons. The Lord wanted to have King Saul just wipe them out, okay? Because they were a bad influence on the Israelites in terms of idol worship and other things. And God said, that's enough. You people are supposed to be pure, okay? And not fall into sin that's being caused by these other people. So he wanted to wipe them out. So Saul goes and attacks them, but he doesn't kill them all. He leaves the king alive, captures him. God had told him to slaughter all the animals and everything. Saul had killed the weak ones, the blemished ones, whatever, but kept the best ones, supposedly to sacrifice to God, okay? So God told Samuel that King Saul wasn't doing what he had been told to do. So Samuel confronts Saul. And Saul said, hey, I went on the mission. I did what I was told to do. And Samuel says to him, well, what is this bleating of the sheep in my ears? You know, bleating, not bleeding, but, you know, how they bleat. Bah, you know, that kind of thing. In any event, Samuel says, well, you know, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Because I hear the sound of the sheep, and I see you spared the king. God told you to do a specific thing, and you didn't do it. And King Saul said, you know, but we saved the best of sheep because we wanted to sacrifice them to the Lord. And he's just making an excuse. Because he was confronted with his sin. He didn't do what he was supposed to do. So here's Samuel's response to him. So Samuel said, has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. I remembered that scripture and I thought, wait a minute. I'm in the midst of my devotional time with the Lord. It's like a sacrifice unto the Lord. And he wanted me to make a phone call. What's more important? To obey is better than sacrifice. No matter what good intentions I may have had in wanting to spend time with the Lord and saying, I'm putting you first, you know? See, that's my way. God is supposed to be number one in my life, so I'm putting you first, Lord. I'm spending time with you. But he's saying to me, no, no, no. To obey is even better than that. To obey truly is the greatest sacrifice. Look at Jesus. His obedience was the greatest sacrifice of all, because he went to the cross to die for all of us. It was an important lesson that I learned. I mean, I knew kind of these things, but you know when something really hits home and sinks in, and you say, oh, now I see. Now I understand. Because this has happened to me in the past, where God has reminded me of things, or if I felt impressed to do something. I'm right in the middle of something, you know? Lord, you could have picked a better time. Sure, he could have. But that wouldn't have brought the lesson home. That obedience to him, no matter what I'm doing, could be the best thing in the world otherwise. No matter what I'm doing, just to be obedient to him is better than any sacrifice that I could ever make. So, I got up, I made the phone call, and there was the person answering the phone. Okay, Lord, we had a nice conversation, then I went back to my devotions. I thought, okay, Lord, lesson learned. And you remind me of something, even if I'm in the middle of something else, important or trivial, whatever. Could be watching a favorite program on TV, could be doing devotions, could be in the midst of some work around the house or the yard, right in the middle of it, all sweaty and dirty, whatever. And he says, no, do this. There's a reason. And part of it, yes, is to do the thing that is important, and it may bless somebody or be of great benefit to somebody else at that particular time. Because maybe at another time, if I was to make a phone call, maybe I wouldn't be able to get hold of that person or some other thing. But it's also to teach me how to respond to him, and knowing that the most important thing, I could just hear his voice and do what he wants me to do. And that's one of the greatest blessings. And things work out, you know? And I think it's an important lesson for each of us to learn. And that's why I wanted to share it with you today. Things might have been entirely different 2,000 years ago if those people had understood God's ways and understood why Jesus came into Jerusalem, why he had to die. And if they understood that, maybe a lot more people would have gotten saved after his resurrection by believing on him, instead of feeling disappointed in their Messiah because he didn't do what they wanted him to do or what they expected him to do. They wanted him to immediately set up his kingdom and reign over the Romans and the whole world. But that wasn't the plan. That wasn't God's ways. He had a higher purpose. An earthly kingdom is far inferior to being saved from our sins and enjoying eternal life in paradise. And that was God's purpose, to bring us to him that we could spend eternity with him in paradise. So I hope that this speaks to you and it means something to you. When you hear the voice of God, no matter what you're doing, even if you're in prayer and you feel he wants you to do something, do it, knowing that obedience, to obey, is better than sacrifice. And God takes note of that. And that's a big step forward in our growth and our faith with him. Okay. You want to grow in faith? Obey. Much better than sacrifice. And that's the key to a better way of living and learning his ways. Because if you, or if we continue to ignore him and say, oh yeah, I'll do that later or whatever, and put things off and and don't obey him, after a while he's probably going to stop speaking to us. Because he figures we're not going to listen anyway. I think we all want to hear, and we all want to further that relationship, nurture that relationship with him. He certainly wants to nurture it with us. And this is an important step in that. To obey is better than sacrifice. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the valuable lessons that your written word teaches us. And we thank you too, Lord, for your Holy Spirit who brings things to mind, passages that we've read, principles that we've learned, reminding us of things, gently nudging us, Lord, to heed the voice of the Lord. Thank you for all these things, Lord. Thank you for teaching us and for growing us in faith and blessing us. And I pray that we would take all of this to heart, knowing, Lord, how much you love us and care for us and want to continue to bless us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.